Albert in Norwich has a question about how long we live. Hello, Albert.
Yes, I would like to know how long you determined your lifespan. I mean, some people will live to 81, another in the family will live to 100.
And you're wondering what sets that biological clock?
What gives it? I mean, what does body determine how long you're going to live for?
There are a number of factors here. One of them is the size of the animal, because if you look at a mouse, it doesn't live as long as a human. Most mice in the wild live 6 weeks. That's the average age for a mouse to die in the wild. If you keep them in ideal conditions in a laboratory, feed them perfectly and keep them nice and warm and away from owls and things that like to eat them, they can live for two and a half years, and then they die. But a human, as you say, will go on for 80, sometimes 100 years. So there's obviously got to be a genetic component to this, because the thing that separates us from mice is a small difference in our genetics. So there has to be something, some genetic driver that dictates how long a mouse lives and how long a human lives. There are some other factors, of course. Humans have different lifestyles, and if you stuff yourself with drugs and drink and eat all the wrong things, then of course you'll bring your life to a premature close. But we know that longevity runs in families up to a point. If families have huge numbers of what are called super centenarians, people who live more than 100 years, there's a very good chance that you will yourself. And if people, conversely, die very, very young in a family, there's a good chance that the same thing will happen to you. What do you think, Kat?
I think that's right. And there's increasing evidence that things like your cellular metabolism might actually have to do with how you age. So, interesting stuff.
OK. Albert, I guess we're sort of running out of time, but does that kind of give you an inkling?
Yeah. All I was going to say is that you hear about these tortoises who lived about 200, don't they?
Yeah, the difference with them though, Albert, is they're cold-blooded, and so they don't have the same metabolic rate that we do.
So they're
not producing as much energy or doing themselves as much of an injury to their cells as we are by being warm-blooded. It's the price we pay for the lifestyle we have, I'm afraid. Thanks for calling. Good to have you on the show.
Anyway, I love your programme.
Thank you, Albert. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you very much to our wonderful team, Ben Valsall and Petra Minch on production, to Dr. Dave and Dr. Kat for doing an amazing job. We're back next week with very much of the same. We're going through our immense mailbag of science questions. Just email your questions, chris@nakedscientist.com. We'll take a look at them for you next week. Until then, goodbye.